can you tell me a bit about how your mother, first of all, she must have been brought up making rugs, because her mother made them, and that was how Winifred really became.
Winifred came round to see. She was, you know, she used to go into my grandparents a lot, you know, to have a talk or find something out or anything. And one time she went into my grandparents, and there's my grandma doing a hooky rug. And she'd seen rugs, but she had never seen how they were made or anything. And she was intrigued by what she was, you know, what my grandma was doing. And, but mum, grandma, there were hooky rugs all over the house when we used to go and visit.
Mm.
You know, they used to do one, at least one, if not two a year, in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And as it happened, new ones started off in the bedrooms where they were used, you know.
Not in front of the fire?
No. They used to start in a bedroom, and then as one wore out lower down, they moved them around until they went out the back door. Threadbare. And that's what they used to do. And mum used to... So mum carried on doing it. I've still got mum's frame and her hooks. Mm. Well, her prodders and her hooks, because I've got the wooden ones. So mum made them as well. We always used to have one on the go in winter.
It was a winter occupation.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was no televisions or anything like that.
Mm.
And there was nothing to do. So we'd all, family, two on either side.
So you didn't just cut up the strips, you helped.
Oh, no, we were acting. Like, I've got... My dad had to make the wooden prodders.
Yeah.
He had to make a small one, because I only had small hands, being a child. And he made a small one, specially for me, so I could do it. And same with the hooks.
So if it was a winter occupation, would you expect to make one rug each winter, do you think?
Definitely one, if not two. It just depended how intricate they were, I suppose, you know, and what have you. But we used to, the frame, it used to come out November-ish. When the nights pulled in anyhow, Dad would get the frame fixed up, and it would be in across the dining room with propped on two tables or the back of a chair and a table, depending. And it would be there till Christmas week. And then it got taken out of the way, probably into the garage to store it. And then when the new year was over, out it came again, and we carried on until it was finished. And that's what we did every winter, doing rugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was... But quite often, my brother and I, we'd get up at 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning at weekends. And when they were up, we'd just go and carry on prodding or hooking.
So you really enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it, yeah. It was
very, very fond memories, because some people, it's they don't have good memories.
Oh, yeah. Because... It was quite funny, really, because Rob being...
Your brother.
Yeah, being in the textile, having been to college and everything. Well, he wasn't at college then, but he was very good at drawing, and his art teacher at school had... she encouraged him to go to art college, actually. And she got him in at Accrington Art College. When he was about 16, I think. He shouldn't have been there, but because he was so good, she got him in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he used to do, you know, draw a lot of the things. Or we'd do, if it was an animal or something like that, we'd do so much of it, and then we'd have to unroll it to see if it was got the right shape for the joints and the things like this, of legs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite funny. Sometimes we'd have... If it was a bull, say, we'd have it in and out three or four times before we got it right.
So taken very, very seriously.
Definitely, yeah.
And great pride taken in it.
Yeah. And, of course, we used to go Oh, well, jumble sales were very, very popular then. And we, well, every weekend we'd go to, or most weekends, if there was a jumble sale on, we'd go to see what we could pick up for the winter to be making rugs and things like this, you know, for the material to make the rugs.
And did your mother dye material at all to get the gosh, right colours?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, especially when Rob started going to art college at, like, 16, we used to go and get, we'd go and get blankets, and we'd either dye them in a dolly tub or in the wash. The...
So what's his magnets? What's a dolly tub?
A dolly tub. Before washing machines were even invented, a dolly tub, they used to put hot water out of the, you know, the fireplaces they had with the boiler at one side on
the black range.
The black range, yeah. They used to put the water out of the boiler into this, and it was a metal tub. Be about, well, they're varying size, that high, they could be that high.
It's about 3 to 4 foot, something like that.
About 3 foot, and they'd be about the size of a dustbin, in a way.
Yeah.
But they weren't straight, they had a curved, it was curved. And what they used to do was they put the hot water and the soap in the dolly tubs, and then they get the posser, which was wood and shaped, and it had two handles on, and they used to do that.
So move it up and down to sort of move everything around.
Yeah, to
loosen everything
up. Loosen it, get the dirt out of the clothes or whatever you were washing, and then you used to have a mangle, which was two rollers, and you rolled it, and then you put them through the mangle to get rid of all the excess water. Mm.
So she found a new use for the dolly tub.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It was a regular thing if we ran short of colour.
So can you remember which colours she particularly liked to dye?
Any colour we needed. You name the colour and Rob would sort something out to get it. We used to use, Dylon dyes came out, but there was the one before I don't. We used to use Dolly Blue as well to get blues things. But anything, any clothes that we had, that when we'd finished with them and they were suitable for rugging, they ended up in rugs. And I made a bright orange skirt once. And I always used to buy more than what I needed, just in case anything went wrong. And the tiger mat that we did, we were doing that. Now, this would be late 50s, not the 60s. That's what I was commenting about before. Late 50s, because I made that for my O-level exam, that orange skirt. And that was 1958. So, as it happened, I'd got this, made this skirt, little bits. So this orange came in. But we couldn't get enough orange material to match up.
You need quite a lot for a tiger, wouldn't you?
Well, this was it. And there was different shades that you needed as well. But I can always remember Dad saying, we'd looked all over. And we tried dyeing, but we couldn't, because we'd already used so much of this orange material, and we were wanting some more of the same. And we couldn't get dye it or anything to match up. So my dad turned around to me and says, well, Kath, I'm sorry, but you're going to lose your skirt. It's going to have to go into the tiger. And I did. And my orange skirt went into the tiger. Well, that was it. We'd see something. We'd say, well, hey, that'll do for so-and-so.
I have to say, it's one of the loveliest rugs. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
I particularly like the way the tail comes over the
border.
The border.
Yeah.
It's very animated.
Yeah, but it took us, you know, quite a while to do that. That would be one rug for the winter.
Yes. Where do you think the idea for the tiger came from?
I don't know.
Because it's one of the interesting differences between your mother's sister, Mary Buick, who almost all her rugs
farm animals.
Farm animals.
Yeah. So there's
cattle, sheep, sheepdogs.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah.
And some cats. And also there's animal squares. But your mothers are much more, the subject matter is more adventurous. So there's a tiger.
Knight on horseback, George and the Dragon, as you've called it. Knight on horseback tours. Yeah. But, yeah, they were different.
And there's one of mermaids, I think.
Oh, well, it was under the sea with fish and what have you. I can't remember that one really well. That was one of the early ones where we did something, you know,
mm-hmm.
lots of colour.
And there's another one of badgers.
Yes.
Yes. And I think so, what's interesting is that...
well, the badgers is their interest, mum and dad's interest in wildlife.
Oh, yes, you said he...
The RSPBA, they used to do a lot at Martin Mere, the bird sanctuary place just outside Southport.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I don't know where the tiger came about.
But I think what's interesting is it's... So Winifred, about 200 rags, I think there were about 200 rags were made. And the very best ones were sold through Primavera, which is a craft shop. It's now in Cambridge. And several of your mother's ones were, those particular ones were chosen. So I think Winifred must have really responded to the images which your mother was making.
Well, possibly, yeah. Because when we were doing those, we were told that they were going to Heald's to be sold by Heald's.
Mm.
And so that was, you know, where they were going to Heald's in London kind of thing, you know. And I suppose when we knew where they were going, we probably did take a bit more care of how we were doing them.
Quite right. Well, they are stunning.
Yeah. Mum's rugs are a lot different to Auntie Mary's.
Well, tell me about the rivalry between them.
Well, there wasn't really between them. It was what other people used to say that knew them. And or saw Auntie Mary's work and saw Mum's work. And they always used to say that Mum's rugs were far superior to Auntie Mary's because they were tighter, neater and finished off better.
So they took real pride in the technique and doing it as properly, as well as possible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we you know, Rob and I were, you know, the four of us would be there, Mum, Dad and two of us. And if one of us got a bit, hey, just sort that out, you do it properly. Do it properly. And it was, we used to have, I think it was 3 Hessian strands down and then pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how we used to work.
Oh, that's very tight.
Yeah.
Yes.
3-4, it depended on the Hessian.
Mm.
But that was it. And it is, like, if you look at Mum's rugs, they are very tight loops. And as I say, what they were like on the front, same on the back.
Yes.
And Mum always, and then when we knew where they were going, that's when we started putting a backing on the rugs.
Mm-hmm.
And Mum then used a blanket stitch round the edges to attach it all, yeah.
Yes. So you couldn't see, if you looked at the rug, you couldn't see the Hessian backing
at all. Oh, gosh, no. 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 Well, you've seen the one I've got in there.